Zealand Radio.
Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network, here on 92.1 KMD. I'm Credit Prophet Bobby, back in studio here. We'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. Hopefully everyone's break went well, as of course we're getting back into the new season. Of course, school and everything coming up on the way. All these athletes here on the floor going back to high school next week here in the coming week. Right now, here our upcoming matchup is the boys' game, Centralia and Clifton Clyde, a Class 1A Division 1 battle, but also a Twin Valley contest on top. 4:45 until we get on to the tip-off. So just a real quick pregame here, jumping into this one, our boys' game, our girls' one. This ended 40-29. Centralia girls really come away with the victory. But here's a chance for the Centralia boys to do the same as well. We talked a little earlier on in the night how Centralia 1-3 start here on this season. They just picked up their first win of the season over Valley Heights in their last game, ending a three-game skid over Nemaha Central, St. Mary's, and Silver Lake. Centralia was able to come up victorious against Valley Heights, 64-33. While Clifton Clyde, they are on a two-game losing streak against St. Beloy, St. John, Tipton, 68-39, and also against Bishop Seabury Academy, 60-53. However, Clifton Clyde, the Harrington Sherman, went 3-0 and won it. They beat Chase County 50-46 in the title game. The Centralia Panthers went 12-9 last season, left an 8-2 mark in the Twin Valley League. It was definitely a season of up and downs. We've talked about it once during the season. It was a year that definitely kind of ended on a sour note for Centralia. They had a chance to make a deep run in the postseason. Unfortunately, they were upset in overtime against Blue Valley Randolph, a team that they had just beaten before the quarterfinal game a couple days prior, 64-52. They were beaten 55-52. This is a Centralia team that returns just two starters and four letter winners, so not a lot of firepower returning this roster. However, one of the best players here in the state, in Clifton Alderfer, at 6'1", the junior, who's averaging 20.5 points per game and 2.3 rebounds a game. He's definitely going to be a key here for the Centralia Panthers team to get off to a good start. Here for Clifton Clyde, Danny Kister. It's his first season here at head coach. Clifton Clyde, they went to the state title, for the state championship for the sixth time in program history. Last year, they went 17-6 overall, and then an 8-2 finish in the Twin Valley League. And they arguably lost the best player here in this league on the boys' side in Jack Scotchney. Jack Scotchney was one of the most high-talented players here from the Twin Valley League. He now continues his tenure up at Cloud County Community College, along with five other letter winners who graduated last season for Clifton Clyde. So this is a team that, again, loses a lot of firepower, loses a lot of seniors. They return just five letter winners and one starter. So, again, this is a good get-right game here for Clifton Clyde, a way to start off the new year, 4-3 so far. Centralia, they're 1-3. So both teams definitely with New Year's resolutions of let's get things going. Let's continue to win games, and let's get off to the right start. Centralia looking to get back above 500. Clifton Clyde trying to stay above 500. All right, we'll take a step aside here for a quick 2 minutes. We'll come back. We'll give you starters, and we'll be right on to tip-off. Again, it's our boys' matchup, Centralia and Clifton Clyde, all here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Keys shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shot. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We are an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent.
They call the foul against Ethan Sacco. That is his first personnel of the game. First foul by either team here in quarter number one. We got 6:35 remaining here as well. 2-0 is the score. Clifton Clyde over Centralia. Quinton Aldifer at the Centralia logo. Top of half court. Swings the right side. Now the left. Reineke. Baseline. Tries to steal from the defender for the layup. Couldn't get it to go in. And Sacco comes up with the rebound. The senior tracks down the floor. Looks to his left side, swings it out to German. German, backcourt, pass, and in for two. T. Meyer. Teeing it up down low, 4-0. Clifton Clyde extends the lead over Centralia with 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Here's Aiden Sally. Sally down to Jones. Jones outside. Here's a long three by Reineke. And he misses, but it's rebounded by Bronx Sally. And for an opportunity down low, they're going to call a charge on Centralia's Aiden Sally. Offensive foul will result in a turnover. 5:45 to go in this first quarter. High energy to start from both sides, but Clifton Clyde with the 4-point lead, 4-0 over Centralia. Nobert, pass off left side, here in the deep corner to Tiemeyer. Tiemeyer up to Binghosh. Binghosh loses the ball, and it's picked up and stolen by Quinton Aldifer. Aldifer down the floor. Look underneath to Aiden Sally. Sally sees out the defender and goes in for two. Sally picks up the point. But Quinton Aldifer, the rebound, or the assist. 4-2. Clifton Clyde up by two here over Centralia. Nobert in the right corner. There's Binghosh. Binghosh at the top of the charity line. Ball is wanted and taken away. Back-to-back steals here for the Centralia defense. It's Bronx Sally who comes away with his first takeaway of the game. Inside, Reineke denied. And it's Tiemeyer who comes away with it for Clifton Clyde. Tiemeyer, the German who takes it down the court. Here's a three-point shot up by Sacco. It's batted out of bounds. Possession will stay with Clifton Clyde on the baseline. There's a substitution early on this game for Clifton Clyde. Coming in, Gage Eclair, the 5'11 senior. Skipped right side here on the baseline, but it's taken away by Brooks Talley. His second steal in the last 60 seconds. And a foul on the floor as Tyler Jones goes in for two. That'll give them the and one, a chance for a three-point play, and a chance for a lead change the first time in this game. Both teams already three turnovers. Up in Clyde, Levi Thrasher, the 6'4 senior coming in. Stepping in for Emmett Tiemeyer. At the free throw line is Tyler Jones. This free throw shot goes up and out, rebounded underneath and put back in by Landon Beck. Landon Beck, he comes in for the first time in the game. And is able to dish in a putback. Centralia now makes the lead change. They're up by 2, 6-4. But quickly the game is tied by Levi Thrasher, who goes in for 2. 6-all with 4 minutes left to go in the opening quarter. Centralia and Clifton Clyde. Centralia with the possession. Here's a long three-point shot. Riled up by Quinton Oliver. 4 foot from the arc, he sinks it in. 9-6. Centralia claims the lead, their largest lead here by 3. Ball touches the baseline on a pass, and that'll be a turnover for Clifton Clyde. Centralia building up some momentum on the student section, far right side of the floor. Far side of the scores table. Quinton Aldifer here takes this one down. Trying to still get this one past half court. Centralia finally does so. It's before that 10-second timer ran out. Here's shot at Jones. Jones out to Bronze. Tally off the left of the iron. Kept alive by Landon Beck for the offensive rebound. Here's Centralia on the baseline. Reineke, and he is fouled underneath the glass. 3:18 to go in the first quarter, 9-6. Centralia up by 3 over Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde will make a substitution. Coming out will be Luke Nobert. And coming in will be Landon Binghosh. Centralia gets it in to the right side to Bronx Tally. Tally, Jones. Jones to Aldifer. Aldifer drives inside. Here's the fadeaway shot. It's off the window and picking it up for the rebound is Bronx Tally, preventing it from going half court. Shot clock resets at 26 seconds now. Aldifer has it, stuck on his right pivot foot. Turns around, finds Jones, left side wing. Jones, dribbling, low, spinning, inside, loses the ball, and turns it over on his own accord. 2:46 to go in the first. 9-6, and Troy up by 3 over Clifton Clyde. Here's Clifton Clyde taking it here down the floor, passing the Centralia Panther logo. And Clifton Clyde, German, throws the ball at the foot of the Centralia Panther player. Clifton Clyde will be able to throw it back in here from the far sideline on the visitor section. 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. 9-6, Centralia leads by 3 over Clifton Clyde. On the inbound, the far sideline is Colt German. German takes it on from the ref and passes it in. Pass half court. It's Sacco, but he's able to quickly get it over. In the far corner is Binghosh. Binghosh drives baseline, right-hand floater. It's up the top of the iron, but it's quickly rebounded by Thrasher, and he thrashes his way inside for the putback. Puts it all to first. Left side. Near the Clifton Clyde bench. Passing it. Now far corner. Open. Three-point shot. And it is hit, a firework for Isaac Reineke. Centralia, 2 threes in the opening quarter. They take their largest lead of 4. 12-8 over Clifton Clyde with now just 2 minutes left to go in this first quarter. Ball knocked out of bounds. Thrasher will come out and will put in Gage LeClaire on the baseline to throw it in instead. LeClaire, he's got his eyes on the right side. He's got an open man. He gets it out to Sacco. Sacco up top for a deep three from Drummond. Surprised he didn't get a foul. He fell backwards. Must have been no contact. Rebound by Tyler Jones. Reineke takes pass left side. This time now he does pass it. Aldifer's given an open three-point shot window. Takes it, misses it. Rebound by Bronx Tally. He takes a three-pointer. He misses it. Another second-chance opportunity. 2 straight offensive rebounds for Centralia. And now a foul called on the floor against Clifton Clyde. They called against Levi Thrasher. That's his second personal of the game and the quarter. 4 fouls here on the quarter for Clifton Clyde. Only 1 personal foul here against Centralia. Inbound underneath, Tyler Jones could not steal out the defender. Good work by T. Meyer to come away with the rebound for Clifton Clyde. Gage LeClaire has it down, far side corner, stuck on the pivot foot, finds the outlet man to Sacco. Sacco to his right, back up top of the perimeter, resetting. Down the right elbow, Binghosh. Binghosh attempts a long two from the elbow, but is denied. Down the floor, working right to left. In the far corner, Aldifer swinging it cross court to Reineke, and the three-point shot hits the top of the glass, and that'll change the possession here for Clifton Clyde. 52 seconds to go in the first quarter, 12-8, 4-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde. It's the Clifton Clyde Eagles who have the possession. Sacco left out to German. German passing it down to the baseline before being passed back out. Working on the interior. Nearly losing the ball, turning it over, but Clifton Clyde has it underneath the basket before losing it and giving that possession now to Centralia. Fifth turnover on the quarter for Clifton Clyde. Shot clock is off. Centralia has a chance to finish this quarter with the last shot if they still wanted to. And is Brady Becker for the first time. Here's Aldafer with a long three. Rips it, but it falls off of the basket. The rebound by Brady Becker, but Becker loses the ball and turns it over for the fifth turnover of the quarter for Centralia. Here's 4 seconds. A foul in the corner, or a swat-out ball in the corner, we'll say. Last chance opportunity. Get some points up for the end of this quarter for Clifton Clive. They'll have 2 seconds here. It's a three-point shot, and it's off the left side of the window. Rebounded by Isaac Reineke to end the quarter. And Centralia will head in to the second quarter, leading 12-8. They started down by 4-0. They took the lead, and now they are working with it. 12-8 over Clifton Clive. We're back in 30 here on the NBC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Hanzaland Radio.
Welcome back to the start of the second quarter here on 92.1 KMZA for the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Brennan Prophet. Bobby back in studio at 12-8. Centralia leads by 4, 12-8 here over the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Centralia, they trailed early, down 4-0 against Clifton Clyde. They took the lead. They tied it at first, 4-all. Then the Panthers really got going. They had 2 3-point shots go up and in that first quarter with Isaac Reineke hitting the first and puts it on for snapping the second. But here's Clifton Clyde rolling with it under the basket. It's Landon Dinghosh, and he is fouled under the glass. They call the foul against Isaac Reineke. That will be his first personal of the game. And Dinghosh will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Dinghosh right 2 points on this game, misses his first free throw shot. Dinghosh came into the night with 9.1 points per game, 5.1 rebounds per game. For 60 points on the season, well over 30 rebounds. And Dinghosh goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line. Now Centralia taking the ball down the floor quickly. Tyler Jones on the right wing, flashing up top. Aldafer breaking some ankles, driving inside. And now he's going to spin around for a fadeaway shot. $1 million move and $1 billion finish. Getting ever the richer. Quinton Aldafer in the paint. 14-9. Centralia now up by 5 over Clifton Clyde. Clifton Clyde with it. The top of the arc. Driving. Right side. Looking around. Looking for the back door. Finding it. Now cutting it back out to Dinghosh. Dinghosh will just barely miss it. Off the top of the basket on a 3-point shot. Tyler Jones made the rebound. He's down the floor for Centralia. Now out to Aldafer. Here's another fadeaway shot, and Aldafer is on fire. Clear in quarter number two. Finding finesse. 16-9. Centralia, their largest lead up by 7 over Clifton Clyde. 6 points to go in this second quarter. Looking for a 3-point shot at Sacco. Instead of taking it, he jumps off left to Tiemeyer. Tiemeyer, short corner, tried to go for a floater. Could not get it to go in, and now down the floor quickly is Centralia. Stuck in the back deep corner is Aldafer, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Tiemeyer. Love to get a quick shout-out here to the Centralia home crowd. They do a great job of cleaning up their bleachers here. They have a bunch of kids that come around always to clean things up. So got to give a shout-out to all the youngins that do a great job of keeping the place clean here and making things easier for the custodian. Ball thrown in bounds, and immediately Aldafer is fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line, 16-9. Aldafer up to the line. His first one goes in. Aldafer on the season is now 9 of 13 at the free throw line, shooting over 66% as a team. Centralia at the free throw line shoots just a scotch over 50. at the line. Going 2 for 2 is Quentin Aldifer. Aldifer, 6 points in the second quarter. Altogether with 9 points on the game. He averages 20 points a game this season so far, already in very good pace. Nearly with 10 points in this first half alone. DeClaire has it in the right corner. For Clifton Clyde, and the ball is stripped away, but then it is taken right back. So both teams exchange turnovers, but then a rebound by Isaac Kreining gets a missed shot from Clifton Clyde. Centralia has it. Bronx Talley drives inside. He looks for a fadeaway in a little bit of an awkward position. Bronx Talley somehow puts it in. 20-9. Centralia leads by 11 with 5:42 to go in the second quarter. DeClaire gets it to the right corner. To his teammate. Now it's reset back up to the top of the perimeter. Sacco, T-Meyer underneath the Nobert. Somehow keeps it from going out of bounds. And it's put back around the up to the perimeter. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Sacco deep from the south. And he misses it. And Aldifer will inbound it here for Centralia. No pressure applied here for Clifton Clyde, but they're in the man-to-man pickup. Centralia is landing back in this game. Flings it left side up the top of the perimeter to Aldifer. Aldifer Jones, Reinicke drives inside, flips it back out. Bronx Talley drops back for a long three. Misses it left side of the rim, but landing back somehow comes away with the rebound. Nope, they'll say he touched the line when he was coming down. So Clifton Clyde will take over. 20-9. Centralia leads by 11 over Clifton Clyde, but it's the Eagles who have the possession. Less than 5 minutes to go in the first half. Over the top, arm swing to LeClaire. LeClaire down to Binghaus. Binghaus outside, up top to Drummond. Drummond, left, long three, but missed by LeClaire. The rebound picked up by Aldifer. Aldifer, down the floor, between the legs, passes left side. To his teammate Jones. Jones working inside. What a layup by Tyler Jones, slicing through defenders. Making it look too easy. It's now a 13-point lead for Centralia. Foul underneath the basket on the Panthers as well. Now St. Clifton Clyde up to the line. Down by 13, 22-9 with 4:20 left to go in the second quarter. It's Binghaus who will go up and shoot two at the free throw line. Already 3 points here in this game. Second leading scoring here in this game, right behind Thrasher, who had 4 points in that first quarter. First free throw shot is up and out for Binghaus. Freddie Backer will come in substitution and for Isaac Reinicke. Here's next free throw shot. It skips right off the top of the free throw line. And Binghaus goes 0 for 2. He is now 1 for 4 on the game. Centralia has it. Deep corner. Bronx Talley and a foul on the far baseline. They'll call it against DeClaire. The old two hands, he pushes. Quentin Aldifer. 4 minutes, 6 seconds left to go in the second quarter. 22-9, 13-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde. Here's the inbound. It's tossed into Quentin Aldifer. Aldifer, right side, Bronx Talley drops back for a deep three. And it finds its way to the hole. Bronx Talley for the Fanatic three. That timeout is called by Clifton Clyde. 30 seconds will take the timeout as well. Centralia with their largest lead by 16, 25-9 over Clifton Clyde, 3:57 to go here in the second quarter.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Durier, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
After the quick Clifton Clyde timeout, it's 25-9, a 16-point deficit for Clifton Clyde down against Detroit with 3:35 left to go here in the second quarter. Clifton Clyde has it, driving inside is German. German, backdoor pass, look, and he gets the assist. He finds the opening to Thiemeier, as Thiemeier goes in for his first points in the second quarter. Now 4 points on the game. Tyler Jones cuts out. Brady Becker. Becker to Aldifer. Aldifer, here's another fadeaway. And Aldifer continues to make it look too easy. 27-11. Back to a 16-point lead. Detroit over Clifton Clyde with 3 minutes to go in the second quarter. Ball is loose. It's on the ground. It pinballs out of bounds. Who was the last one to touch it? I think they say Centralia, so it'll be Clifton Clyde's ball on the baseline. And yes, it will be. Colt German, 5'9" junior, will toss this one in. It'll go way over the top to Thiemeier. Thiemeier, LeClaire, and that's going to be a turnover for Clifton Clyde. Excellent, throw the ball out of bounds. 7 turnovers on the half for Clifton Clyde. Really struggled in that first quarter with 5 turnovers. Detroit Panthers taking back over the possession. They work right to left of your dial. Ryan LeClaire, the 6'2 sophomore, comes in for the first time for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. Down the floor, tracking it is Isaac Reineke. Reineke at the Centralia Panther logo. He's working between his legs. He's working one-on-one against Colt German, and the ball is knocked out of bounds on the far boundary. Clock stops at 2:43 to go in the second quarter, 27-11. 16-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde. Toss in, right side. Now to Tyler Jones. Jones, Brady Becker, under the basket. Passing, back out. Brock Sally, in, out. Passing to the perimeter, driving inside. Tyler Jones, and they get him on a travel. .232 to go in the second quarter, still 27-11. Panthers up by 6 over Centralia, or over Clifton Clyde. The Eagles have the possession here as they trail. Pass, right side. Here's a 3-point shot up by Thrasher, but he misses it. It rattles in and out of the basket, and it's rebounded by Jones. Centralia down the floor, pass off. Ball just rickets around. Finds its owner in the hands of Aiden Sally. Before, I believe, they call the ball out of bounds. Last touch by Centralia. Clifton Clyde now works left to right of the dial. Oh, German. Down the floor. Working one-on-one against Tyler Jones. Right side of the wing. Passes it off to Sacco. Sacco up top to LeClaire. LeClaire, right elbow. Drive inside. Takes a Euro step, and he missed the layup. I get a foul on Centralia. I'll call it against Bronx Daly. That's his first personnel. Centralia's third foul of the quarter. Clifton Clyde only sits at 2 on the quarter. Up at the free throw line, here heads is Gage LeClaire. Gage LeClaire's first shot goes up and out. LeClaire now is 4 of 8 on the season free throw line, now shooting 50%. LeClaire still looks for his first points of the game. He's got 32 points on the season and 24 rebounds on the year. And his free throw shot, his second one, does go up and in. So now it's only a 15-point game. And looks like they're going to get the Centralia Panthers on a handling turnover. Palming the ball. That will give the Clifton Clyde Eagles the possession right back. 27-12, still a 15-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde, with 1:40 to go in this second quarter. Sacco has it in the key. He rotates, passes it behind him in the motion. Now to LeClaire in the left corner. Pass inside. Thrasher trying to steal up the defender, but Brady Becker will foul Thrasher. Thrasher wins a one-on-one, earns the foul. He'll head up to the line and shoot 2. Thrasher, 6'4" senior, has 32 points on the season and 19 rebounds this year. 36 points on the season. Came in tonight with 32. He's already got 4 points on this game. Makes his first free throw shot, and he misses the second. Rebounded by Tyler Jones. He's down the floor here ahead, Jones. Jones inside, passes off to Becker, and Becker goes in for two. And you credit the rebound to Tyler Jones. There should be the assist to Tyler Jones. Sacco at the top of the key. Pass it right to LeClaire. LeClaire to the left. The Thrasher. And they call a foul somewhere. They call it against Brady Becker again. That's his second personal. He's had now back-to-back fouls. He's had back-to-back fouls here against Thrasher. Thrasher, last time up was one of two. This time hits his first. Last time up, hit his first, missed his second. See if he repeats the same story here. After his second shot goes up and goes in. Thrasher, now 3-4 at the free throw line. Now it's just a 14-point lead for Centralia, 29-15. With less than 60 seconds to go, the first half. Oliver, left side to Jones. Jones hesitates, pump fake, and passes right to Bronx Sally. Sally, out to Aiden Sally. He drives inside, passes it out. Bronx thinks of the three-point shot. Instead, takes it back, and he will be fouled on the lower left wing by Colt German. Colt German, that is his first personal of the game. Centralia will inbound it from the Clifton Fly bench. Back to throw it in here is Bronx Sally. Sally to Tyler Jones. Jones to Sally. Sally, eyeing the right side, low dribbling to the hip. Finding and firing to Aldifer. Aldifer, back out. Bronx Sally, he's on an island. Three-point shot off the iron and rebounded by Tyler Jones. Jones, bounce pass, inside. Great work. Blocking in Sally. Jones, back-to-back times down the court. He's had assists. Keeping his eyes open and gluing the ball to his teammates. Down the floor, Clifton Fly had a backdoor pass but could not connect it. And the takeaway, here is Centralia. Centralia has it. Let's put it all to first. With 1 second to go in the half, it's a deep three, and it's off the rim. Almost a three-pointer, 8 foot off the arc. That'll end our first half. 31-15, a 16-point lead for Centralia. Leading at the half year over Clifton Clyde. We're back here in a couple minutes for halftime show, all here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
At Bob Schwartz Financial, we believe that your values shape your financial future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Kansaland Radio.
Right. Welcome back here on the MSU Sports Radio Network. It's our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home. Far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. The Centralia Panthers boys leading by an impressive 16 points, 31-15. They started the game down by 4-0, but after they took that first lead change, well, the Centralia Panthers just quite haven't looked back. Let's take a look at some totals here from this half. The Clifton Clyde Eagles being out-rebounded 17-5. Currently, the Centralia Panthers only 8 turnovers. Clifton Clyde with roughly about 10. Centralia 2-3 at the free throw line. Clifton Clyde is 5-10. Centralia with 3 threes. Clifton Clyde with 0. Centralia with 3 steals. Clifton Clyde with 2. And Centralia with 3 assists. Clifton Clyde with just 1. Again, unofficial stats there at the half. Looking at some of the scores on this game, Clifton Clyde with 4 different scores. Emmett Thiemeyer with 4 points. Landon Binghosh with 3 points. 1 point for Gage LeClaire. And 7 points for Levi Thrasher. And, well, you take a look here with Centralia. They have 7 different scorers. Quinton Aldifer, who led the half impressively with 11 points, 8 points alone in the second quarter, including the 3-point shot tacked on in the first. Tyler Jones had 4 points in the first half. Isaac Renick had 3 points, all from a 3-point shot in the first. Bronx Talley had 5 points, including a 3-point shot in the second quarter and a 5-point performance in the second quarter. Aiden Talley had 4 points. Freddie Becker had 2 points. And Landon Beck had 2 points. Quinton Aldifer also has a steal, an assist, and a rebound. Tyler Jones has 2 assists and a total of 6 rebounds. And Bronx Talley has 2 steals and 3 rebounds to his credit as well. So you look at that first half and you look, okay, what are some adjustments both teams are going to have to make? What are some rights? What are some wrongs? Well, I'll tell you what. What's going right for Centralia is the shooting, the boxing out, the limiting turnovers, the forcing turnovers, and also getting rebounds. They are dominating the rebound battle. They are dominating the turnover margin. They are dominating being able to get steals, assists, keeping possessions alive, and also being able to take quality shots. When you want to look for quality shots, this is an exemplifier game of how to take those shots. Quinton Aldifer, in that second quarter, had 8 points. 6 of those points were 3 buckets made from fadeaways, and they were all beautiful. They were drives inside, turn around, flip himself out, and just turn himself to the bucket and shot. I mean, those are great opportunities where you get yourself in a space scenario where you create that spacing yourself against the defender and you go for the shot. It's a little tough, but when you're a player like Quinton Aldifer, who has worked with that kind of skill his entire tenure here as an athlete up to his junior year, he's really able to bring that skill out to the court in the fullness of his ability, capability. So being able to see him shoot at that level in this game is what has gotten Centralia up to this half so far, this 31-15 lead at the half. We look around, the shooting's been great for Centralia overall in all marks. So rebounding, turnovers, scoring, it's all in the right direction for Centralia, whereas it's all the opposite for Clifton Clyde. They got to get more physical. They got to find more bodies down low, and they got to get someone to really find a spark or fire here in this second half. Quinton Aldifer is leading the scoring for Centralia, but that doesn't go without saying that he's got 6 other guys that have also scored along beside him. Where right now, Clifton Clyde, they're led by one of their bench players in Levi Thrasher with 7 points, and he's only assisted by 3 other teammates there on the floor. So with Clifton Clyde, you want to find some momentum. You want to get something building. You want to start progressing this second half and start to deter yourself from the turnovers, from the lack of rebounds, the lack of scoring, attack, go stronger inside. You look at that first half, Clifton Clyde, the one thing they didn't shy away from is getting fouled and going up to the free throw line. They left 5 points in that first half at that free throw line. There's plenty of more points they can take at that charity line in this second half. For Centralia, well, the only thing they have to do is to keep the foot on the pedal, keep the leverage, keep themselves in a high-tempo offense. Puts it all the first. You continue to see the ball. The rest of the Centralia Panthers offense will continue to flourish along with them if they just keep themselves at a high consistent tempo, rebound the ball, go through the fast transition, and take good quality shots. All right, we'll take a step aside here for a quick 2 minutes. We'll be right back before the start of the second half. Again, this is our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. online at islandcc.edu. 31-15, Centralia leads over Clifton Quad here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I came to see Dr. Lukert several years ago after many episodes of debilitating low back pain. I can tell you that my healthcare experience at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness was the most helpful of any practice I have been to. I appreciate the approach that Dr. Lukert and his staff have of fixing the body rather than just treating the symptoms. Dr. Lukert introduced me to healthy lifestyle habits that would in turn change my life and help me with my mind, body, and soul.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
We're at the start of the second half. Two quarters left to go and 16 minutes altogether here of regulation. 31-15, Centralia leads by 16 over Clifton Quad. Right now, Centralia to start off the second half with the ball. Here they move around the perimeter. Here's a long three-point shot up by Bronx Tally, but they're going to call him on a travel on his drop back. That back right foot. That'll start this second half with a turnover for the Centralia Panthers. Talked about all the good notes that first half for Centralia, shooting well, winning turnovers, also rebounding efficiently as well. And here Clifton Clyde, well, they'll give the gift right back. Still the spirit of giving here for Clifton Clyde. They return the favor. And Centralia will take back here over after the missed pass to the far boundary. Now Clifton Aldefer takes this one down the court for Centralia. Drives left side, takes a nice right-hand finish to the basket. That's just the kind of spark and start the Centralia Panthers would like to see here to begin this second half. They haven't changed the score yet on the board yet officially. Yes, now they have. Now 33-15. Clifton Clyde underneath the basket. Second chance opportunity, but couldn't go in with Nobert. And now Centralia quickly down the floor. And layup by Tyler Jones. Looking similar to what we just saw from Quentin Aldefer. Back to back. Left lane drives, right hand finishes. And Centralia now takes their largest lead up by 20, 35-15, with 6:40 to go in this third quarter. And the ball gets unjabbed and loose out of bounds. And here, the coach for Clifton Clyde, he's very upset here as he believes that that possession should not be given to Centralia. He believes that should not be a turnover. That's first-year head coach Danny Kistner. He is upset and still showing frustration here at the coach on either side. And well, looks like Centralia, they're in all smiles as they take the ball down the court. There's Tyler Jones. Jones, left side, he finds all the firm, and then it's a takeaway. Down the floor, it's a track race. 1-on-1, and in. Luke Nobert. That's exactly what Clifton Clyde wanted right after what just happened. And Nobert We'll get the opportunity for the and one. Albert chucks it up and misses the free throw shot. And it's rebounds by Bronx Tally. Tyler Jones drives right side elbow to the right lane. And Jones on back-to-back possession. He's one in for two. That's one strong suit here, this Centralia team. Their ability to dribble and drive, find lanes, create lanes. They can do it both. Here's a par three-point shot, and it's stung by Colt German. The first three of the game for Clifton Clyde. It draws it to a 17-point contest. 37-20, 5:40 to go in the third quarter. Tyler Jones, top of the left perimeter. The Bronx Tally in the paint. Flipped out. Now around the arc. Aiden drives in and did not make the layup. Tried to go for a reverse kind of hook shot. German makes the rebound. Ball's loose on the floor, but Clifton Clyde picks it back up. It's Binghosh. Binghosh now the far corner to Nobert. Nobert to the top to German. German, he's got a long three-pointer. He misses that one. And it's picked up by Tyler Jones. Jones dribbling at the top of the key. Hesitates. Now, drives inside, screen for a three-pointer for Aldifer, but the rebound is picked up by Reineke for the missed shot. And Reineke is fouled and will go up and shoot two. The foul is against Luke Nober. That is his second foul of the game. 5 minutes left to go here in the third quarter. 37-20, a 17-point lead here for Centralia. Up in line is Isaac Reineke. Misses his first free throw shot. Now he's going to look to hit his second. Reineke, here just 3 points on the game, hit a three-pointer there in that first quarter. Reineke also with 4 rebounds in the game. He's had a very nice night. Reineke with 37 points on the season, now 38. As he goes 1-for-2 at the free throw line, hitting his second shot. Extends it to an 18-point game, 38-20. Centralia over Clifton Clyde. 4:55 to go. Nice tip up the very top of Bronx Tally. Puts it on for gets a steal, and he's able to get fouled. It'll go up to the free throw line to shoot two. Again, all credit there to Bronx Tally to disrupt that pass. But then you give the rest of the credit to Quinton Aldifer, who is able to jump the lane and get the steal. Quinton Aldifer. First shot. Will go up and go in. Quinton Aldifer has had a very, very productive night so far. He's at 14 total points on this game. He averages 20 points per game this season. Here from the line, he's 3-for-3, and now he goes 3-for-4 as he misses the shot, but he makes his rebound here on the wing. They call a foul against Clifton Clyde right as Aldifer has the pickup. They call it against Levi Thrasher, who picks up his third foul of the game. He's right now still the leading scorer for Clifton Clyde with 7 points. Bronx Tally on the throw-in from the Centralia bench. He has it to Aldifer. Aldifer loses the ball. It's stolen by Binghosh, and Binghosh one-on-one goes in with the layup. So a fundamental steal and layup being displayed there by Binghosh. I see one-on-one here. Against Aldifer again, and they call the offensive charge against Aldifer. So now it's Binghosh who's getting the upper hand on Aldifer, and that's just Aldifer's first foul of the game. Last time I called Centralia, that was all the way back against Omaha Central. Puts it Aldifer. He had to set up the entire first half because he was already at 3 fouls by the end of the first quarter. So he had to take a break. Thankfully, in this game for Centralia, he's only at 1 foul. There's still 4 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 17-point lead for Centralia, 39-22. Clifton Clyde trailing with the ball. 3-point shot up by Sacco, but it is missed. And Reineke makes the rebound. Reineke down the floor, right side, dribbles, and they call the foul there against Clifton Clyde. Trying to set up a opportunity to pull a charge. But instead, Sacco draws the foul on himself. Glenn Beck comes in. Beck gets the ball from the inbound. And now out to Aldifer. Aldifer, a beautiful three, but it's off the far end of the rim. It's rebounded by Bingnach. LeClaire down the court to Sacco. Sacco to Thrasher. Thrasher to Bingnach at the keys, working one on three, trapped. And he finds Thrasher on the left side corner. He misses a three-point shot, and the rebound by Reinicke. Reinicke for Centralia. Down the floor, past the Panthers logo. Dribbling right side to the right corner. Here's a three-point shot up and off of the basket. And it's rebounded by Bingnach. Four flipping Clyde. 3:16 to go in the third quarter. 39-22. Centralia up by 17. Flipping Clyde working with the ball. Nearly losing it, but keeping the possession alive on the right side wing. And now the ball is lost. Landon Beck comes away with the steal for Centralia. And turnover galore here for the Clifton Quad Eagles. Inside, driving, nearly a turnover. Ball pinballing around. LeClaire gets the steal for Clifton Quad. Right back to the Eagles. LeClaire down the floor, and he just passes it to nowhere. And we've seen that a couple of times here in this game where Clifton Quad make a big play, a big turnover. If they go down the court, and then they just make a quick look, a quick pass to nobody. Times like that, you just slow down the tempo. Don't turn your feet faster than what they can get to the ground. Here, going on the ground quickly. Bingnach, a steal, and in for two. That's the second time Bingnach has taken candy from Aldersburg and went in for two. That has been a marquee 1-on-1 matchup here in this second half. Bingnach and Aldersburg with a three-point shot to silence the crowd. Brock Talley comes through with it. A hard-hitting three. A full timeout taken by Centralia with 2:11 to go in the third quarter. Right now, Centralia up by 18, 42-24. Here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor that's double and lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber. Come explore the flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now 75-336-3551.
Kansaland Radio.
After the Centralia timeout, it's 42-24. Centralia with the 18-point lead with less than 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. Aldersburg gets a steal down the floor quickly. A great pass to Tyler Jones. That has been the 1-2 punch combo that has been in succession tonight for the Centralia Panthers. Tyler Jones now has double digits on the game, nearly double-digit rebounds as well. Aldersburg, he makes the rebound for his third of the game. After the missed shot from Clifton Clyde, back up by 20 points, and then right back at it, Tyler Jones exploiting the underneath. He's got 8 points alone in this third quarter. The assist goes to Bronx Talley on the fast pass, and now the largest lead of the game here goes to Centralia. Again, by 22 points, 46-24, 1:16 to go in the third. Landon Beck and Quinton Aldersburg will come off the court. Aldersburg still trying to chase that 20-point performance that he averages in his games. He finished the first half with 11 points. He's got a total of 14 points on this game. Here's a three-pointer from LeClaire, and LeClaire rockets it in. That's the first three-point shot, second three-point shot of this game for Clifton Clyde. It draws it to 19, 46, 27, but Centralia still has the advantage over Clifton Clyde with just 46 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Centralia turns the ball over. That will hand the possession back to the Clifton Clyde Eagles Reminder, it's Friday night, so after our contest, it will be the Jake and Boz High School Scoreboards Show. Of course, we'll have all our ill game scores as well as some key recaps of all of our radio games. Brian Key here for Centralia, driving inside, flips it out. Centralia maintaining this possession. Back out to Reineke. He's on the left wing. Up to Beck. Looks like they're going to get a foul on the interior for clipping Clyde. They're going to get a hold, and they call it against Colt German. Colt German, that's his second personal foul of the game, and that's the fifth foul of the quarter against clipping Clyde as well. So that will put Bronx Tally up at the free throw line. Tally taking his first shot. And it goes in. Bronx Tally has had a phenomenal night. He is at now 9 total points. He's got a chance to get double digits as well. That makes 3 Centralia Panthers players in double-digit scoring. It'd be a great way to open 2026, and yes, it will be. Bronx Tally snipes it 2 for 2 at the line. It's a 20-point game again, hitting the jackpot. Centralia, 48-27, the lead over Clifton Clyde, but 24 seconds to go in the third quarter. Clifton Clyde rolls the ball in the court to prevent time from rolling here, but 20 seconds left to go in this third. And it looks like they're going to get a timeout before the end of this quarter. And yes, a timeout here by the Clifton Clyde Eagles. We'll go ahead and stay here. We'll take another timeout here when we transition to the fourth quarter. So we got 5.5 seconds left to go this third quarter. It's 48-27, a 21-point lead for Centralia. Clifton Clyde took the early lead in this game, 4-0, but Centralia, when they took the lead there early in that first quarter, they did not look back. They held the lead 12-8 exiting the first quarter. They outscored the Clifton Clyde Eagles 19-7 in quarter two, leading 31-15 at the end of the first half. Clifton Clyde had only scored here 12 points in this third quarter. Meanwhile, the Centralia Panthers have put up a handsome 17 points on the board, and they continue to try to look to keep that scoring high going in that fourth and final quarter, looking to close this game out. Clifton Clyde, after this timeout, has it on the baseline, and they'll say Nobert will actually touch the out-of-bounds. That'll be a turnover for Clifton Clyde. Centralia has it. They can get one more shot up to end this third quarter. Puts in Oliver, a fadeaway from the corner. What a shot. One-on-one. Flushes the sideline and flushes. What a shot. It'll go down as a long two. But Oliver has got it done from every angle, nook and cranny on the court. 50-27, a 23-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde. We'll take a step aside. We're back here for this other fourth quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
Kansaland Radio.
So the fourth quarter here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. 3-point shot up and off for the Clifton Clyde Eagles. They have Gage LeClaire in the basket. He is fouled. I believe he will, they're going to say it's a foul on the floor. So LeClaire will go under the basket. 50-27 is the score. A 23-point lead for Centralia over Clifton Clyde. Trying to get a home sweep is in Troy to start the 2026 year. The girls won 40-29 over Clifton Clyde after making an early 9-2 comeback. In Troy, they made an early 4-0 comeback. I suppose you could say they were down early in the first quarter, but since then they just haven't turned around. Centralia trying to get the ball and swat it out of bounds. It's Aldefer who tried to get the possession away. Clifton Clyde still has it, though. They throw it on the inbound, on the basket, over the top, a deep three. That one is hit by Sacco. That is the third three of the half here for Clifton Clyde. Third different player to hit a three as well. It's now down to a 20-point game, 50-30, 7:17 to go in the fourth quarter. And just like that, Centralia here turning the ball over. We're after the three-pointer. Clifton Clyde can still very well come back to this game. With the running clock not being enforced, as you have to have it's a 30-point lead. Well, essentially 35, it's one or the other, but regardless, we're still quite a ways away from that point. Clifton Clyde, they're keeping it competitive. Right now they have it inside, the thing notch, and that one is not to the bounce. Thing notch has by far been the most productive player here on the floor tonight for Clifton Clyde. He's got 7 points, 2 rebounds, and 3 steals. All 3 of those steals, mind you, have resulted in layups. He throws it in bounds. He finds his teammate, Nober, and Nober goes in for 2, so Big Nosh adds an assist onto the statistics in this game. Aldefer trying to get this ball past half court. He finally does. Out to Reinicke. Reinicke to Aldefer. Aldefer, left hand, drives inside, and he is fouled on his way up. They call the foul on Binghoff. That is just his first personal. I mentioned it earlier, it has been really fun watching them two match up, Binghoff and Quinton Aldefer. It's like watching two pros just go one-on-one against each other, the way that they have really just kind of battled and bounced that energy right off of each other. Aldefer misses his first free throw shot, and here he'll attempt the second, and the second one will go up and go in. So 17 points now on the game for Quinton Aldefer, just 3 points away from averaging his game total of 20 points per game. It's 51-32. Back to a 19-point game for Central River Clifton Club with 6:30 left to go in the fourth quarter. Clifton Clyde has it. Was that a bounds? But they'll say the last one to touch it was Centralia. Clifton Clyde will re-throw it in from the far boundary from Colt German up top to Ethan Sacco from the top of the timeline. Here to LeClaire, left side, inside of the key, and a foul is picked up by Aiden Talia Centralia. That is his third personal of the game. Second team foul of the quarter for Centralia. Only one team foul of the quarter for Clifton Clyde. LeClaire passes it in on the baseline. Backdoor pass to the wing. 3-point shot is up and off by Sacco, but under the basket is Binghoff. And Binghoff is fouled. He'll go up and shoot 2 at the free throw line. Binghoff finding ways to give more opportunities to his team to stay in this game. Okay, opportunity for Landon Beck to come in here for Centralia. First shot is up and out for Binghoff. Binghoff is an unfortunate 1 of 5 at the free throw line in this game. And Sally heads to the bench with his third personal foul. Landon Beck was the one to step in for him. Binghoff hits his second free throw attempt and goes in. Centralia misses a shot in the basket. And then it's a rebound by Binghoff. So Binghoff back with it. He finds it to his teammate in German. German, the left side look to LeClaire. LeClaire back to German. German inside, high elbow. Now the right wing. Drive inside. Low, post. And the ball between traffic is taken away by Tyler Jones. Jones down the floor. Quick transition. Turning around off the pivot. And they're going to get a foul on the floor. Some smooth moves like a criminal. From Bronx Talley under the basket. He gets himself fouled. He'll go up to the line and shoot 2. Binghoff picks up his second personal. Conkstalli will now attempt two at the free throw line. His first one is off the top of the rim. Bronx Talley, who is the third player to reach double digits of the night for Centralia. First one to reach was Quentin, and then the second was Tyler. And here now, Bronx Talley goes in. For the second free throw at 10. He goes 1-for-2. Back to a 19-point game, 52-33. Centralia up by 19 over Clifton Clark. 5:38 left to go in the fourth quarter. Bing Hosh goes in, 4 foot from the rim on the right side of it. Bing Hosh, he's the first here to reach double digits for Clifton Quiet. A flat 10 points. Laying him back with it. Slides it. Far side, and they're going to call it travel on Centralia's Bronx Sally. They made another move after dropping back. Going to make the decision whether he wanted to make a three-point shot or drive to the basket. It cost him a turnover. And it makes this a 17-point game with 5:18 to go in the fourth quarter. Clifton Clyde trailing to Centralia. Pass inside, gets knocked away. And also the last one to touch it was the Clifton Clyde Eagle Feather. Tyler Jones under the basket. Throws it in. Centralia working left to right of your dial, trying to get out of their own backcourt. Tossing it right side to Bronx Talley. Talley to Aldefer. Aldefer in the corner. He's jammed, but he drives out, tries to pass it off to his teammate. Ball gets back in his hand somehow, and it goes to Lanham Beck, and Lanham Beck goes in for two. So Quentin Aldefer got the ball knocked back to his own hands and was able to repass it to his intended target. Centralia goes back up to a 19-point lead with 4:39 to go in the fourth quarter. Another turnover here by Clifton Clyde. And that possession here now goes to the Centralia Panthers. 4:39 to go in the fourth quarter. 54-35. Centralia leads by 19. Trying to improve to 2-3 on the season and trying to get Clifton Clyde to drop to 4-4. Centralia with the ball. Reineke to Tyler Jones in the top left elbow. Ball's getting knocked around, but Aldefer's able to make the recovery. And being able to make another recovery is Reineke. Inside, right hand, trying to make the finesse, but could not make the connection. Bing Hodge makes the rebound. Now it's Clifton Clyde working with it offensively. Great catch, keeping the ball in bounds. Clifton Clyde needing to slow things down. Instead, they turn the ball over. Fourth steal of the game for Quentin Aldefer, and Aldefer is going to be called, I think, for a charge. Yes, they will. They'll get Quentin Aldefer with a personal foul. That is just Quentin Aldefer's second personal of the game. Fourth team foul for Centralia. Next one will get Clifton Clyde in a double bonus. We're now under 4 minutes, and here's another steal by Quentin Aldefer. Five steals on the game now. And this time, instead of an offensive charge, Centralia draws a foul. He'll go shoot two at the line. It's Tyler Jones who will do so. Tyler Jones had an impressive 8-point performance in the third quarter. He had 3 points in the first half alone, so he's at 11 points on the game. Here's his first free throw shot, making sense, and it goes in. He is now 1 of 2 in the game. Tyler Jones right behind Quentin Aldefer in scoring. Aldefer has 17 points of the game. Jones, who has 12, and he misses his second free throw shot. It is first. And the ball gets knocked out of bounds by Centralia. Clifton Clyde will have it. He'll work right to left of your dial after the timeout. The timeout was taken by the Centralia Panthers. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we'll take that timeout as well. 3:43 left to go in the fourth quarter. 55-35, Centralia leads over Clifton Clyde here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to the MSU Sports Radio Network. 92.1 KMZA, 3:42 to go here in the fourth quarter. Centralia has a dominating lead of 20 points, 55-35 over Clifton Clyde. The first lead game for both teams here in the 2025-2026 season. Ball denied. Here's Centralia down the floor. It's Tyler Jones, an underneath layup. Backhands it. And just like that, Centralia topples back on top, 57-35, and Clifton Clyde, here's a quick response. It's Niemeyer in for two. He's now at 6 points on the game. Clifton Clyde team that's averaging so far 49 points per game this season. Centralia, they're averaging well over 53 points per game this year. There's Landon back under the basket for Centralia. He's fouled. He'll go up and shoot two at the free throw line. We're now pitched in under 3 minutes to go in this game, 2:56 in the fourth quarter. It's a 20-point game, 57-37. Centralia leads by 20 over Clifton Clyde. Landon Tech at the line. His first shot goes up and goes in. Landon Beck now at 5 points on the game. And Beck's second shot rattles on in like a bullet in a tin can. And Beck is now at 6 points on the contest. Centralia Panthers, they have 7 different scores in this game, 4 of which have 6 points or more, and 3 of which who have 10 points or more. Reineke into the basket, and he gets a double dribble called on him right after he gets the rebound. Still a 22-point lead now here for Centralia, 59-37. It's 2:46 to go in this fourth quarter. Again, it's our first broadcast of the season here on this, not the season, but in here to the year of 2026, continuing the 2025-2026 broadcast year. Of course, also with that, we also have our coaching shows that will continue next Wednesday and Thursday as Tyler Jones goes in for two to make this one an extended 24-point game, the largest lead for Centralia. There's a 3-point shot by Sacco that is missed, and Jones will take this one down the floor. He goes to Beck. Beck slings it back out on top of the arc. Inside drive, Reineke to the corner. Cornering to Aldifer along. Two, and he goes in. Aldifer just 2 points away from hitting his 20 points per game average. Can he do it here? He's at 18 points. And Beck trying to make the rebound. Looks like he might get a jump ball into the basket. And I don't think Clifton Ulster is going to have that opportunity to get the 20 points that Centralia has cleared the victory in this contest. They will take out their starting team and they will put in the backup. So Centralia to improve to 2-3 on the year. Clifton Clyde will drop to 4-4. We still have 2 minutes to go in this game, but again, it's far from competitive. It is 63-37. A 26-point deficit. And not only is Centralia taking out all their players, as well as Clifton Clyde. So it is all backups here on the floor. Again, keep in mind, right after this, we will have our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And we'll also nod our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers Stand Bank. You can also be sure, if you missed our first matchup, we'll have a recap on both the website and on the Jake and Boz scoreboard show that'll, after both the KMZA and KNZA game have officially wrapped up, you can catch up with all of our aerial scores and also a couple of live game recaps here on the MSC Sports Radio Network with Jake and Boz. You also will probably hear a prediction or two about the Steelers and Ravens game on Sunday night, and Jake Spalding will look forward to hoping that his Ravens will get into the playoffs. 63-40. Here, Centralia leads by 23 points over Centralia. Centralia leading by 23 points over Clifton Clyde. With just 60 seconds left to go again, all backups here on the floor. A foul will be called. Upcoming here on the schedule for both teams, Clifton Clyde with Valley Heights. It'll be their contest next week. Okay, that started. Clifton season for Centralia. Upcoming, they have Marysville, and then also Monega. And it will be on a Monday and a Tuesday. Of course, a reminder that this month is tournament play. Both these teams will head on down to Washington County for the Twin Valley League Tournament. Most anticipated tournament every season for all teams amongst the TVL. On that last year was quite the finish. Of course, it was the Axel boys who came out on top on the boys' side and the Centralia girls who came out on the girls' side of the bracket. So, again, this year, chance for both those teams to defend those spots. And on the other side, you have a lot of other teams that are definitely hungry. Get themselves on the right page. An opportunity to make a deep run in that Twin Valley League tournament. There's a three-point shot from off the bench. That was made by Clifton Clyde, Akeley Gakel, the sophomore. And they're going to double dribble here against Centralia. Clock is frozen at 31 seconds, but again, we have reached here our conclusion in the game. Centralia will come away as the victor. 63-43 right now is the score. All you can do is add on a couple of buckets. Make it look a little nicer. Ryan LeClaire, he'll go in for two for Clifton Clyde. Now down to 8 seconds. Ball is loose on the floor, down the court, under the basket, fadeaway shot, and that'll end our game. 63-45 to Centralia Panther boys. Secure the at-home sweep with the Centralia girls over Clifton Clyde. With that, the Centralia boys also secure back-to-back wins of the season. A win over Valley Heights, and now the win over Clifton Clyde. Both wins. Scoring over 63-plus points. It's an incredible job here by Centralia, bouncing back after the three-game losing streak at the start of this season. All right, we'll step aside, and we'll come back for our final segment, our post-game show, and our player of the game. All 92.1 KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. Be Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Kansaland Radio.
Final time here, 92.1 KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Again, our first broadcast of the 2026 season. Finished with our first matchup here, Centralia against Clifton Clyde. It was a Class 1A Division 1 battle, but also a Twin Valley League battle. It was a sweep tonight for Centralia over Clifton Clyde, where the girls won 40-29, and the boys came up victorious 63-45. But here we're to recap the boys' matchup. Again, this is our post-game show brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Also, it's our player of the game segment brought to you by the Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Starting off here with the U8 team, Clifton Clyde against the numbers. There for him, Luke Dober with 4 points, Drummond with 3, Emmett Seymour with 6 points, Landon Singhosh finished with the most points of the team with 10 points total, 3 assists, or 3 steals with 1 assist. Ethan Sacker had a 3-point shot. Gage LeClerc had 4 points, and Levi Thrasher had 7. For the Centralia Panthers, Quentin Aldifer finished the most points with 18 points. He also had 5 steals and 2 assists. Tyler Jones was right behind with 14 points on the game and 7 rebounds, 2 assists. While behind him was Bronx Tally with 11 total points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals, and assist. Centralia had 7 total players score for Clifton Clyde. Only had 4 players score, and Centralia had 3 players in double digits and 4 players with 6 points or more. Centralia hit 4 threes total on the game. For the Centralia Panthers, player of the game, it goes to none other than Quentin Aldifer. 5 steals, 2 assists, 18 points, 1 3-point shot, and 3 rebounds. Just an overall tremendous night for Quentin Aldifer, being able to put a clinic out there on the floor. The Centralia Panthers improved to 2-3 on the season, when the Clifton Clyde Eagles dropped to 4-4 on the season. For Clifton Clyde upcoming here, they have Valley Heights and Frankfort, and for the Centralia Panthers, they'll have Marysville and Onega. And keep in mind, this month, it's tournament month. Washington County on January the 17th, both matches will start up and begin as Twin Valley League tournament play will start. Get all that. We'll keep you all, everyone up to date on our MSC Sports website. So again, a final tonight. Our girls matchup ended 40-29. Centralia girls won, as well as the Centralia boys, 63-45. From Bobby, from Crindon, and here from the MSC Sports Radio Network, hoping everyone has an amazing 2026, and thank you for tuning in to our first broadcast of the new year.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.